Well, today we're talking with Jack Maharaj, who's going to be another Saskatchewan student athlete here in the near future, going to go play at Highland Community College and do the JUCO route for you, Jack. We never really talked before, but just, seeing you throughout the last, 10 years or so. But how'd you get into this fantastic game of golf?
Well, I was around 10 playing on a hockey team, and I was on a hockey team with Coben Taylor, whose dad is the GM at Saskatchewan Golf and Country Club. So they had hosted some, parents' night, some get-together for our hockey team. Went there and just talked to McLaren and stuff. That was the first time I'd been to a golf course since, being a little kid. Hit a couple balls that night, whatever, and ended up getting a membership at Saskatchewan Golf and Country Club the following summer. And then ever since then, just fell in love with it.
Yeah, well, what do you love about it?
Oh, man, just everything. I just wake up every morning and just want to golf. It never leaves my mind. I've never been in a position where I don't want to play golf. It's just always what I'm thinking about.
Okay, so talk about obviously getting into the competitive side. Like many of you, I'm going to assume it all started with MJT before we started seeing the provincials and all that.
Absolutely. It was the MJT that got me into it from the get-go. I think I played a mini-tour event in Swift Current. It was the first tournament I ever played. And I won that when I was, probably 9 or 10. And since then, played MJT. I don't know what made me play my first tournament. I think Coben had already been playing a couple of tournaments because McLaren got him into it and came with him one time, won my first one. Just super excited about that and just kept rolling with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll get a guy addicted for sure. As you're progressing and, getting better and climbing the leaderboard and obviously top 10 last year at the juniors, I think maybe 2 years left at that age group. But when did you realize that college was a potential for you?
I think when I was quite little, when I was younger, I'd win a lot of tournaments. I played a lot of good golf, and, it's been a bit of a grind as I've gotten older. I'm maybe, not exactly where I thought I would be with golf at this point, but college has definitely been in the picture since 12, 13, since I was little.
Yeah, talk about the process a little bit before landing at Highland Community College here, before we talk about that school a little bit, and what was the process like?
So I did a ton of cold reaching out. I used NCSA and just reached out to as many schools as I could. And, I reached out to lots of D1s, yielded a couple answers, but, nothing really productive. So I was okay, let's get a little more realistic. I reached out to the top 100 D2s and the top 20 JUCOs in each, in Division I and Division II. Ended up with lots of responses. Highland responded super quick, sounded super excited, jumped on the phone with the coach. And coach is a younger guy. I felt super productive phone call and just seemed like the right fit.
Yes, Javier Jozo, or Jazzo, I do believe in his name, and I was just kind of doing some research and checking out the school as I look at a lot of leaderboards and all that. But
yeah,
One thing I noticed, a really, an inclusive team here. We've got players from England on there. There's, a kid from Venezuela playing there. What else do we got? I think there's, Argentina, New Zealand. It's got to be exciting to, get to meet some kids and maybe friends from around the world.
I know, it's different for sure. And for me, that wasn't a huge factor, but seeing that tells me that, he's willing to recruit. He's working hard to pull guys in. I had a situation where, some other schools were, some Division II programs were offering me some opportunities and whatnot, and I spoke with him on the phone, just kind of wanted to pick his brain, what he thought was best. And, it just worked out. It worked out well.
A key to, you want to play a lot, right? I mean,
yeah,
you probably could get yourself on a Division I school, but you might be scrapping to get an event. Feel that you'll get to play a lot going here?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. That's such a major part of it. Don't want to go down and, fight to have to play. I feel like I have lots of opportunities to play, so many tournaments, and their schedule's strong. They play lots of events. They're ranked good in their conference. Super excited.
I was going to say, third most recent event. Well, the third in early August, and then going through the first, several thirds for the team. There's a second, I see, in October. So joining a good squad as well, hey?
Yeah, exactly. Should be competitive to, still play tournaments, but I feel like, good opportunity to play lots of golf and play good golf on good courses, good events. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot around Illinois. There's some in Wisconsin, kind of that mid, Central America, where a lot of you guys are playing these days, right? So excited to see some new places. Golf has taken you, a little bit, but excited to see some new places and new highways too.
Yeah, for sure.
Lastly, obviously, moving forward here, as you got that out of the way, excited for the summer?
Yeah, super excited. This is my first winter home in a long time, so I've just been itching to play golf. Can't wait to get back in the tournament playing a thing. Feel like mentally I'm in the best place I've ever been, so hopefully we can just go and get some stuff done.
So it's going to start, I think, for you competitively at the MNC Northeast Open. I saw you in the field here at Evergreen and Nippon. If the snow ever melts, obviously the junior is going to be a warm and a sheer track. You know very well, tied eighth last year, mentioned in the amateur, already in that field. I think it was a T39 last year as a 16-year-old, Jack. So what's the goals for when it comes to provincials this summer?
I mean, it would obviously, you know, every tournament I play, I'm out there and I'm trying to win. But ultimately, just, you know, I'm trying to approach the summer with more of a just chill. Just go and do what I know how to do. I'm not trying to, you know, force results, force under par rounds. It's just take things one step at a time.
Perfect. Lastly, who do you want to thank for this next step in your journey? I'm sure there was a lot of help along the way, starting with mom and dad.
Yeah, definitely starts with mom and dad. I don't know where I'd be without them. Dad pushing me along. He's helped me for the past. You know, I've met with Phil, and huge thanks to Phil, Sloan, any Patties. They've been super monumental in my golf swing. But ultimately, my dad's coached me for the last 6 years, and he didn't play golf growing up. Like, he didn't know much. The amount of learning, just everything my mom and dad have put into just giving me this opportunity. So thankful for them.
Well, you know, this one thing that you probably don't know about your dad is I know he was a very competitive karate participant and went to National Canada Summer Games and stuff, I believe. So there's a lot of similarities with that when it comes to golf, isn't there? Because it's an individual sport.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, that I'm learning that.
I remember me, him, and Brian were talking in the clubhouse having lunch in Yorkton when the junior there a couple years ago, and he told us all about that experience. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Jack, and I kind of figured we'd have this chat one day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Russ, congratulations, and I will see you on the first tee at the MNP Northeast Open or in Nippon here.
Yeah, sure will. Thank you, Clark.